This podcast is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is a review of Raleigh Little Theater's performance of Crowns. The audio described performance is on September 3rd at 3 p.m. Tickets are $28 or $24 for students and senior citizens. The review is titled Regina Taylor's Crowns at Raleigh Little Theater is the best musical that I've seen in years. It's written by Katie Koop, who writes for the Triangle Review. When I went to see Raleigh Little Theater's production of Crowns by Regina Taylor, I didn't quite know what to expect, but what I found was that it was the best musical I'd seen in years. When I think about musical theater, I usually think about sadness. I think about ballads about death, about fighting in a society that will never help you, and about not being safe in the skin you live in. It's not like Crowns doesn't have or deal with any of those aspects. There are songs about loss. There are stories about love and pain and everything else. But this musical was different. The most powerful thing about Crowns is that Regina Taylor instead turns the focus into joy. Crowns is a joyful musical that celebrates generations of black women finding their place through their communities and the hats they're going to wear that week. It's not a complicated premise, women telling stories about how they found their place through the hats they bought and wore, but it's very powerful. So powerful that the sold-out performance that I attended, when the pastor sang Amen, so did the audience. All through the show, I could feel claps, stomps, and chords of shared memory reverberating through the whole theater. It's not just the writing, from costume design to music to the acting itself. It's a full package. Shannon Clark's scenic design was an effective but clean way of transitioning between the church and various other locations, using a couple of pew units, hanging windows, pulpits, and stairs helped translate between the various stories and locations. I particularly loved the wood grain on the pews and the choice to place the musicians visibly behind the scrim. This choice allowed the lighting designer, Jeremy Diamond, to light up the cyclorama backdrop with various colors to match the mood of the scene. Diamond, paired with every other aspect of the production, was able to make the stage pictures look even better. The lighting design plus the vibrant costumes made for a beautiful show. From the perfectly picked hats to the dresses the actors were wearing, the costume designs by Vicki Olson were pitch perfect. The costumes were perfectly tailored to each of the actors and informed each of their characters. In addition, the starkly different and beautiful colors enriched the story. In addition, Todd Hauskenecht's sound design was great by virtue that it was barely noticeable at all. The atmospheric sound felt realistic, and although I could see the mics on actors' faces, the sound design was so subtle that it felt like all the vocals were really larger than life. Tara Hodges' direction, paired with the seamless musical direction by Carolyn Colquitt, is something amazing. Hodge manages to make the structure and the monologues leading into each musical numbers anything but boring. Each of the actors and the relationships they build keep the audience engaged the whole time. Colquitt, also playing the keyboard throughout the show, got some amazing musical performances out of the actors. Every aspect of the music felt right, and every time that you hear her and Bernard Clark, the percussionist, start to play, you knew you were going to hear something good. In addition, I loved the choreography by Brenda Hayes. In particular, the dance breaks throughout the show were some of the most enjoyable pieces of choreography that I've ever seen. Mother Shaw, played by Lynette Barber, blew me away, not only as an actress, but as a singer. She had a strong, powerful presence, and her character's worship songs were as earth-shattering and moving as the dialogue set us up to believe. India Williams as Mabel was the warm, comedic center of the show. In every number she was in, I couldn't keep my eyes off her. The faces she was pulling and the relationships she had built with each of the characters were compelling and hilarious. Chanda Branch as Velma had great comedic timing, not only in each of her zingers, but in physical comedy as well. Every time she had a chance to sing, her talent and passion seemed to overwhelm her and the audience. At moments, she became so overtaken by the passion, her legs seemed to give way. Seeing her singing with such passion while her body was supported by other characters felt like a religious experience itself. Aya Wallace's Wanda was also a favorite. She had strong stage presence, and her blunt, quick sense of comedy made her a character that I wanted to see again and again. Latoya Smith as Jeanette has great comic timing, presence, and built great relationships with each of the characters. I loved hearing her story about her crowns, and particularly her comedic work fanning herself and others during the church services. Joshua Johnson as Man served as the men in each of the women's lives. He was a versatile and strong performer who moved through the roles with ease, making distinct characters for these countless men. He also kept up with the cast full of amazing vocals, wowing the audience with his amazing vocals in songs like I'm Gonna Roll On and Take My Life and Let It Be. Chelsea Moore, as the main character, Yolanda, had amazing character growth, and it was so emotionally fulfilling to see her journey on stage. Hearing the stories of her brother and seeing her actively moved as she absorbed the other women's stories made her a great character to follow. I often found myself looking to Chelsea Moore to see how her character was reacting to these stories. As she progresses and finds her own place in the world of crowns, it's going to be hard for you not to be reaching for your tissues. She gives a strong and often hilarious performance that is incredibly valuable. Overall, Crowns is a must-see. From design elements to music to the strength of the acting, it is nothing short of an experience. Although it has its fair share of sadness and pain, the celebration of the history of Crowns and shared experience makes it different from any other musical that you will ever see this year. Whether you relate to these women or not, it is so important that you hear their stories. So my advice is grab your tickets while you still can and listen.